And it's time for sports. The British are coming! The British are coming! A couple of them, Ian Poulter and Lee Westwood, are at the top of the leaderboard of the Masters tournament. But you know what? That duo could be a zillion strokes ahead and still not attract the attention Tiger Woods has by returning to golf at the Masters and playing like he's been in training for 5 months, not seclusion. NPR's Tom Goldman is at the Masters. Hi there, Tom.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And where does Tiger Woods stand going into today's round? How's he playing?
He's tied for third with four other golfers, two shots behind the leaders. He's playing very well. He's very pleased with his performance. He putted poorly in the first round, a first round that happened to be his best opening round ever at Augusta, but he still putted poorly. Yesterday in round two, he said he controlled the flight of the ball well. I know that's an important thing to you, Scott. And he putted much better.
Yeah.
And he putted much better. So he's very happy, especially the fact that he's not only playing well, but he's a contender. And he said as much at his post-round press conference yesterday in a funny kind of duh moment with a reporter.
You like your spot on the leaderboard right now?
Yeah, I do. Yes.
But clearly that wasn't you asking that question, Tom.
No, just the smart ones. Now Tiger, he's talked a lot about how it was his intense practice sessions that have helped him not miss a beat out here. And I think we're also seeing his supreme talent as a golfer, probably the most talented ever, the ability to come back and lock on immediately. We're also seeing his supreme arrogance in a good and a bad way, Scott. Good in that he has the confidence and belief in himself to do this. Bad in that he continues to say he had to practice extra hard because he didn't have the luxury of playing tournaments during his time away from golf, as if he were being denied the opportunity. As one reporter here said, Tiger buddy, that was your choice to remove yourself from the scene, your choice to get yourself into the little mess you did. No one was denying you.
I want to talk about these two British guys, Ian Poulter and Lee Westwood, while we have the chance. There really has been a whole, forgive the expression, renaissance of the Brits doing very well in international tournaments.
Well, they have, you know, and here's what Lee Westwood would say to you, though, Scott, in that wonderful British way of calling someone a schmuck while sipping a cup of tea and smiling. Not saying I'm calling you that, Scott. But Westwood responded to a reporter who said, is this verification of the British renaissance in golf? He said, if you think that's so, you simply haven't checked the recent world rankings. There are three Brits in the top 10. Westwood is number 4. Poulter's number 7. They're darn good, and they have been trending upward recently, as we say. Poulter is very flamboyant in both his talk and his clothing. He loves more than a hint of color on the golf course. Yesterday, he was resplendent in pink pants, yellow shirt, white shoes with just a little pink stitching.
My exact outfit today.
And his love of natty attire prompted the following question from a reporter.
Do you like to make bold fashion statements? What color combination goes well with a green jacket?
What
color combination goes well with a green jacket?
Absolutely anything.
the green jacket, of course, Scott, the green sport coat goes to the winner of the Masters.
Yeah. Tom, has nobody shouted anything ugly or even just a little bit curious at Tiger Woods as he stalks the course?
No. No, there have been no reports of heckling. Security's been very tight. I've recognized the same security guards walking along in the gallery with Tiger during his rounds. Reportedly, security guards have had mug shots of Tiger's mistresses, so they are ready to pounce, so to speak, if they see someone, particularly in
Forgive
the, in
me,
the
that
first
must be quite a collection.
Exactly, you know, like unrolling one of those scrolls. Particularly in the opening press practice rounds when more people were on the course. But no, and you know, Scott, the whole elephant in the room has become a mouse here. There's hardly a mention of the scandal. just as planned by Team Tiger. You know, we're seeing why he returned to Augusta. Very polite, knowledgeable golf fans here. The patrons, as they're called, are here to see golf and not fuss with all that scandal stuff. Of course, what happens after this bubble of protection at the Masters is anyone's guess.
And, you know, they've given us a few more seconds on the clock, Tom. So there are a lot of players from around the world who are doing very well in this early round, aren't there?
Well, there are. You know, I mentioned the people right behind the leaders, four Americans, Woods and Mickelson and Anthony Kim and Ricky Barnes. Should also mention the South Koreans, Y.E. Yang and K.J. Choi. They're representative, lots of people from other countries. It certainly is a United Nations of golf, of course, with the English on top right now.
Well, may Britannia rules the greens, at least until later this afternoon. And Pierre's Tom Goldman from the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.